This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Secretary of State Colin Powell says Iraq's new interim government will not have veto power over operations by U.S. forces following the turnover of sovereignty at the end of this month. But he said the United States and Iraqi leaders will function as partners and work out what he called necessary arrangements between U.S. and Iraqi forces. Powell's comments come as the U.N. Security Council continues debate on a new resolution on Iraq. The council meets today to get a confidential report on just-completed mission to Iraq by Special U.N. Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. It will also hear from Iraq's new foreign minister. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us now from Baghdad. And Deborah, I know Iraq's new interim government held its first formal meeting yesterday where the U.N. resolution was discussed. What did they say?
Well, to begin with, the statements by the U.S. Secretary of State is the clearest yet on the American position, but the resolution is still in draft form, as you know, and there's days before the vote. At the cabinet meeting yesterday, which included all of the ministers, you are right, Steve, the U.N. resolution was discussed. Now, we don't have a lot of details, but what we do know comes from a pool report. Only two reporters were allowed in for the last 5 minutes, and that's exactly what the ministers were talking about, and they wanted to know how they could ensure input into a resolution that so directly affects their lives.
Well, what does the Iraqi government want?
There's no official position that we have seen so far, but when you talk to Iraqis, many say they want some role, they want a say in some of the actions of the multinational force. Their best example comes from incidents in April. Back in April, the Iraqi town of Fallujah was under attack. There was a fight between the Marines and insurgents after four American contractors were killed in a grisly incident. Politicians, Iraqi ones here, complained bitterly at the time over the Marines' actions and the high death toll. They said that they could have negotiated, they could have intervened and found a solution in Fallujah, which in the end is exactly what did take place. There was a resolution that had the Marines involved and Iraqi politicians. They wanted that to happen before the attacks began.
This Iraqi government is still very new, but what are Iraqis saying about it?
Well, it's always hard to give a definitive answer from here in Baghdad, but there's some things that you can look at. One is the newspapers. They've had very positive things to say. For many Iraqis, this interim government, they say, is a break with the past. The reactions range from upbeat to wait and see, which in Iraqi terms is actually pretty good. But there are many things that this government is going to have to be able to demonstrate to keep that goodwill. They have to be able to decrease the violence. They have to show that they can operate a functioning government. For example, they have to get the electricity to work, especially this summer. It's already hot here. And they have to be able to negotiate a multinational troop withdrawal sometime by the elections that will put an elected government in place by 2006. Now, this morning we discovered that one of the most influential Shia Muslim clerics, Ayatollah Sistani, gave his support to this government, and then he stated the obvious, which is that they have mammoth tasks ahead.
You mentioned trying to decrease the violence. I understand the violence continues.
It does. We've had a very violent couple of days. Last night, there was an attack in Kirkuk. It was an arms depot that was blown up. It was near an American military base. Our translators called today, and it turns out that there's still a cloud of smoke over the city. Remarkably, there were no deaths. There was another car bomb in Baghdad today. It's the third straight day of car bombing, and this city is very tense because there is so much violence here.
Okay, NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.